Hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to another episode of Sour Graps. I'm your host, Alex Pulowski, and everything sucks. It's SmackDown. It's the last hour of SmackDown. We're going to try and review the first 2 hours of SmackDown while watching the last hour of SmackDown. And, reacting to what's going on the last hour of SmackDown. And unfortunately for me, tradition dictates that most of what's going to happen on the last hour of SmackDown will be me calling a match as an old lady. But first of all, we will talk more about the opening promo later when we're talking about the final match and how much it doesn't matter. So the other thing that happened is that there was just a bunch of tag teams in Aldis's office being mad at each other. And Aldis said Legato versus Pretty Deadly and MCMG versus A-Town Down Under. And then they had two matches. They were both all right. Legato blatantly cheated to beat Pretty Deadly. And MCMG beat A-Town Down Under. And I don't know if am I supposed to care? Because, unfortunately, I don't. Oh, look at that! A ladies' match! So here we go. It's the Nia Mai and the Nia. And then the Bianca. And I'm not really sure. Who's the other one in there? Oh, the Belay. The Belay. This is wonderful. I love the Belay. Don't you love the Belay? She's French. Oh, a double suplex there. I believe that Nia Mai landed right on her neck. That's terrible. Don't we love this? We love this. This is good. Yes? Hello. Hello, everyone here in the chat. How is it going? Hello, JS Brown. Yes, I mean, this is the tradition of the watch-alongs, is that if it's a ladies' match, then I got to come out and play. So there we go. Oh, the Belay throwing in the big elbows into the Nia. And then what's going on? Oh, a lot of body shots there to the Nia, but that's okay. She's got a lot of padding. So I'll throw in there the Nia Mai in there, and then here's the Bianca in there, throws in the shoulder block. Then we'll get that just ganging up on the Nia. Nia, that's not fair to her. Oh, but she's able to hold her own. Look at that. She shoves everybody away. Nia says, I don't want to do any of this. This is fine. It's a fatal four-way, don't you know? It was nice to see Tiffany Stratton coming out, and then she comes out and she says, you know, it was a plan all along, which it wasn't. But it's lovely for you to have said so. However, if it had been a plan all along, then you would have behaved differently. But she says it was a plan all along, and she says that we should put some respect on her name. And she doesn't say nyam because she's new at this. If she had been champion for longer, if she was older than 25 years old, she would have said, nyam. But she said, put some respect on my name. And that's, of course, not how you pronounce it. You pronounce it, put some respect on my name. And that's, but she's new. She'll learn. So here we go. It's Bailey, it's Belay and Nia Mai. And they're faking their 2-on-2 over there because Bianca and Nia are on the outside. So that leapfrog and an arm drag. Nia Mai, oh, and an arm drag there from Belay. And then, oh, a crucifix pin there. Belay kicks out. Nia Mai, drop down. Jackknife pin by Belay. No, a kick out. So there was a big clothesline, and Nia Mai ducked it. Oh, and then a drop toe hold. There she goes. She kept control of the wrist. Sean Ross Sapp will tell you that you got to keep wrist control when you do the drop toe hold. And she did, but it didn't actually help her all that much. But it better than if she hadn't kept wrist control. Big kick from Belay to Nia Mai. And here comes the Nia throwing her into the barricade. Oh no, Belay selling like mad. Nia back into the ring versus Nia Mai. And Nia Mai, oh, the headbutt to the midsection. Again, there's a lot of padding there. Oh, and a big jawbreaker. Less padding on the jaw. So that's nice there from Nayami. Good strategy. So what's going on here? Running through here, running past a little. Oh, gonna try it to Harris, but no. Oh, no. A big power bomb from Nia. Oh, but Bianca breaks it up. She's got sunflowers in her hair. If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. However, they're in Portland, Oregon. So I don't think it's necessarily a requirement to enter Portland, Oregon to have flowers in your hair. Maybe Bianca thought she was going to San Francisco instead. So climbing up here, going to do the 10 punch here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13. Lucky number 13. Oh, and a big power bomb for you. That was a running Liger bomb, but a big knee from Belay. A big running knee from Belay to the side of Nia's head. That was quite good. I liked that a lot there from Belay. Oh, a big running knee. That looked terrible. That looked like, oh my goodness, that was terrible. A big running thing. I know everyone else is ahead, but this is as close as I can do to the stream. I try and go fast forward and it says live. And I'm like, this is it. Live. But no. So what else is going on? How is everybody else? So here we go. Belay going to the top rope. She's going to try the big Macho Man elbow drop, I think. But no. Nia is back to her feet. So, this is not good there. Belay, you don't do that. Oh, big headbutt from Nia to Belay on the top rope. Nia, she's going up for the superplex. She's going up for a plex that is super. Oh, nope. Yes. A few more shots to the ribs there. Another big headbutt from Nia Jax. Nia, she's going up. What's she going to do? She's going to do a Samoan drop from the top. A Samoan top drop. A top Samoan drop. A drop top. Oh, no. Oh, this is some kind of version, I think. Some kind of version of a... Oh, no. That looked terrible, everybody. Oh, no. Now, everybody looks like they're in such bad shape. Everyone looks like they took a lot of damage there. That was some kind of version of a Tower of Doom, but it involved a Samoan drop. Oh, everyone got hurt there. Everyone got hurt there. So some more commercials. What else happened tonight I could breeze you through? So, earlier, we'll talk more about the Cody and KO segment later. But anyway, there was a thing where Cody was there. So Cody was talking to Paul Heyman. We'll talk more about that. But when Cody left to go fight KO for telling the truth about him, what happened then was that Jacob Fatu and the Tama Tongas, they came in and decided they were going to fight Paul Heyman. But in comes Jimmy Uso. Jimmy Uso is laid low pretty quickly by the fellas from the Tongas. And then what we got then was Cody Rhodes coming out to help again, because he can't stop sticking his nose into places. He's like a dog. And then backstage, all the indie wrestlers from the Portland, Oregon area were trying to get Jacob Fatu to leave, and he didn't want to leave, so he wasn't going to leave, because the indie wrestlers aren't allowed to actually do anything to Jacob Fatu. So then LA Knight flies in from out of nowhere, again, not minding his own business, and shoves Jacob Fatu out of the door and locks him out. Now, apparently they were able to find an entrance that was not locked, because later we got LA Knight versus Shinsuke Nakamura. And it's very interesting. Shinsuke Nakamura finally has his best presentation he's ever had in WWE, apparently after he was no longer good at wrestling. That's unfortunate. So LA Knight was maybe going to beat Shinsuke Nakamura, a samurai who is no longer good at wrestling. And then, wouldn't you know it, here comes Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga to stop everything from happening, because that's what they do. And so they come and they attack LA Knight and they beat him up because he should not have stuck his nose where it does not belong. So here is what I think we should do here. Take the title off of the samurai who can't wrestle anymore. Put it on LA Knight. And then have Jacob Fatu take the U.S. title off of LA Knight. I think that is a nice thing to do. LA Knight gets two title reigns. Jacob Fatu gets one that lasts for 7 years, because that's how good Jacob Fatu is and nobody can beat him. So anyway, that was your thing that happened with the men's U.S. title match. I believe that sums everything up nicely. Again, RIP to Nakamura's wrestling ability, because it's dead now, unfortunately. Unfortunately. Yes, unfortunately. So we've all seen the last day. It's okay. He can surf. He can retire and go surf now. He loves to surf. Don't you love to surf? Standing on a fiberglass board near sharks in water. I love it. Don't you love it? I love it. Back to the action. Here comes Nia Jax. Oh, big kick. From Nia Mai to Nia Jax. Oh, a big swinging uranage. Oh, and they break it up. Belay and Bianca break up the pinfall by Nia on Nia Mai. What else is going on? How's it going, everybody? How's it going, everyone? Is everything right? Okay, good. All right, a belay and a punch there from Bianca. And another Bianca, and a belay, and a Bianca, and a belay, and a Bianca, and a belay, and a Bianca, and a belay, blah, 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 blah. Oh, no. Nia Jax looks like she's having a seizure. But a big double clothesline. No, no. A double clothesline was not in their future. They just knocked her to the outside. They knocked her to the outside. Here we go. Bianca and belay. All right. There we go. Fight, 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 fight. Elbows, elbows and punches and elbows and punches. Oh, my. Nope. Belay gets brought up, but no. She reverses it into a small package, kicks out Bianca. Oh, no, nope. The belay to belay did not work. Belay to belay, no, no. The victory roll does not work. No, I mean, O'Connor roll, whatever it was. Here comes Nia Jax. No, no, smashed. No, and a big running clothesline by Nia Jax. And then Nia Mai comes in, what, jumping back elbows. No, Inzaghi, no. Nia Jax there has to just stand around and wait for something to happen to her. Oh, Tiharis into a Russian leg sweep by Nia Mai, who's going to bring her over into the corner and try her split-legged moonsault. One, two, and three. One, two. No, kick out by Nia Jax. Nia Jax, it's terrible here. So, no, here we go. The big. Oh, that was it. Bailey. The belay comes in with the big elbow drop. The macho woman. The macho woman elbow drop. And here comes Bianca Belair, tries to go for the 450. Lands. Nope. That's broken up by belay. Everyone trying to pin her. Who's going to do it? Who's gonna pin Nia Jax? Nobody. Apparently, three of you are not allowed to pin her at once. Here comes Candice LeRae is coming in here trying to get involved in some way. She's running around, going to go check on the Nia Jax. All right, now it's basically a triple threat at this point. I don't know what to do. What do you do? Oh, no, big kick. Missed. Spinneroonie. And back down. Not a spinneroonie. That's a different thing. But spinneroo. Oh, double elbow drop on belay. Uh-oh, here we go. Nia Mai and Bianca got to fight each other, even though they're best friends. Best friends. They've been best friends for so long. Bianca and Nia Mai got to fight each other to become number one contender to the thing. They're wearing matching gear. A big jumping crossbody by Bianca. Oh, no. Oh, Nia. Nia smashes Nia Mai right into the barricade there, into the apron. Nia gets back into the ring. Oh, trying for a Samoan drop on Bianca. But no, Bianca ducks under. Bianca hits a spear on Nia Jax. One, two. Broken up by Belay. Broken up by Belay flying in to do a breakup of that pinfall. Oh, and a Belay to Belay. A Belay to Belay and broken up by Nia Mai. There's not going to be any room for Cody to have his big tag match that he booked himself. She calls that the rear view, and I call that a pin breakup by Nia Jax. So pick her up and go into Samoan drop. Samoan drop to you onto Nia Mai. Nia Jax goes for the 1-2-3, but no! Bianca! Bianca broke up a pinfall and ended up lying across her tag partner's shoulders. But for some reason, the referee did not attempt to count the pinfall because reasons, I suppose. Hello, Kylie, the gamer princess. We love you. We love you. It's true. Harley Quinn says, I have a feeling if you do the Linda bit every week, you'll be here longer than an hour, LOL. Well, what they got to do is just do the women's matches in the first hour and the second hour, not the third hour, and then I'll be fine. But thank you so much. Here we go. Oh, a big knee from Belay. Oh, and a spine buster from Bianca. And then a handstand, moonsault. This match has been going on forever. Forever, this match has been going on. This match has been going on for 1 hour and 42 minutes. This is a long match. It's longer than I thought it would be by quite a while. Good for the ladies for getting time. She's going to try for the KOD. She's going to try for the KOD. This must be a very familiar memory. Now, Candice LeRae holding on to that. Oh, no, she whipped Nia Mai. She whipped Nia Mai with her hair. Oh, no, now Nia Mai surely thinks that her tag team partner has turned on her via hair whip. Now Nia Mai is very dumb and believes that her tag team partner via hair whip has turned on her. Oh, it's terrible. Roseplant! By Belay onto the Nia Mai, and she wins with the rose plant. My goodness gracious. Good for Belay. She's going to lose to Tiffany. My goodness, my voice can't take that. All right, Bailey's going to be facing Tiffany Stratton's first opponent. That'll be good. I mean, it's not like it's a match we haven't seen before. It is a match we saw many times, but it should be fine anyway. So what else happened? Oh, speaking of matches between women that we've seen a zillion times, Mee Chin got a U.S. title match against Chelsea Green. And Chelsea Green won. Mee Chin attempted a crossbody from the top rope, and Chelsea Green reversed it into a small package, grabbing the tights to win. So we got her to cheat. That's nice. Oh, look, it's Jimmy Uso and Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes says that he knew that Roman was going to come back for his title. Wow, clairvoyant Cody. Hey! It's Carmelo Hayes. Carmelo Hayes had one of the greatest disses on Twitter I've ever seen. Melo don't miss, he says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melo on Twitter says, I'm not scared of the Usos. I have reversals for all four of their moves. I'm going to say that again because it's such a great fucking burn. Melo says, I'm not scared of the Usos. I have reversals for all four of their moves. Oh, man. It's a commercial here for the fires in LA. There's a very good chance that my best man and his wife completely lost their house. They live up in the canyon. His wife's parents elderly, and they needed round the clock care, so they moved in with them up in this beautiful house up in the Malibu Canyon, and it's probably gone. It's the house that that my best friend's wife grew up in, and where they were raising their kid, and it's probably gone. So like that hits really close to home, because that's my boy. So heart goes out to everybody who's affected by that. I really wish I wasn't so far away from them, because I would open my home in a heartbeat to that guy and his family. Just awful, because they have her mother, who's not doing well. I think her father passed away this past year. I don't know, but her mother's not doing well. They have a little kid. I think he's 5. They have at least one dog. They might have two dogs, and I don't know where they're staying. I don't know where they are. It's hard for him to get back to me about stuff, but just awful. It's just an awful thing that's going on over there. So all kind of prayers go to them, and everybody else affected by that. So I already talked about Chelsea Green getting the tights to beat Mi Chin, a woman she's beat many, many times before. And I already talked about that. And I already talked about the tag matches by saying that Legado blatantly cheated to beat Pretty Deadly, and MCMG beat A-Town Down Under. Oh, and Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa are pissed about that, I guess. It's not a tournament or anything. It's just, you know, they're just pissed. They're pissy. Let's see here. We already basically everything that is supposed to have happened. That's it. Let's talk about Paul Heyman coming out and saying, like, hey, it's great that I'm so happy that my tribal chief has the Ulafala back, which means so much. Now he can be the chief of a tribe he doesn't actually have any members of. Oh, that's great. I'm so excited. Also, my tribal chief authorized me to tell you that he is going to win the Royal Rumble and cash and use the Royal Rumble that he wins to declare that he is coming back for his title and going to beat Cody Rhodes for it. So I would like to invite Cody Rhodes to the ring to talk to him about how my tribal chief is going to win the Royal Rumble and challenge him for the title. And Cody Rhodes comes out and Paul Heyman sucks up to him. And Cody Rhodes is a politician back to him. Oh, well, you're tribal chief. I understand. Thank you so much. You've been somebody I've looked up to since I was a little bitty baby boy. I love you so much, Paul Heyman. And then rightfully so, Kevin Owens comes out up in the crowd, and it's like, this is ridiculous, man. You are the most wishy-washy piece of crap ever. Not only did you team with Roman Reigns, now you're like totally cool for him coming back and beating you for the title. You know how he works. He's going to find a way to cheat to beat you. And then we're right back where you started before your whole damn story finished. I'm gonna listen to this interview with Bayley. Byron Saxton interviewing Bayley, and Bayley says, and that match is going to take place next week. So we don't even get Bayley versus Tiffany at the Royal Rumble. That's just happening on a random ass SmackDown. Okay. I feel like that's a thing. I think like we're close enough to the Royal Rumble. We can just do that at the Rumble. Tiffany is getting babyface reactions from the crowd, but they are definitely keeping her heel for the time being. Bayley saying, I've known people like her all the time, blah, blah, blah. I just thought we could do this. Couldn't we do this next week? I mean, couldn't we do this at Royal Rumble? It's not even happening on Saturday night's main event. It's just a fucking SmackDown. It's just a fucking SmackDown. A regular ass fucking SmackDown. And we're getting MCMG versus Los Garza next week. Oh, my God. Solo Sikoa returns after a week off. Oh, my God. What's he going to say? What's Solo Sikoa going to say? Is his hair still going to be blonde? We don't know anything about him. He's been gone for literally minutes. What? Where will he, what, does he still have his thumb taped up? It's so important for us to know things about Solo Sikoa. Oh my God, I love Jacob Fatu so much. Jacob Fatu now cutting promos backstage means that they're done having him play second fiddle. He's going to start winning shit. He's going to be a main eventer, like a main eventer by this time next year. Jacob Fatu is such a fucking star. Delgado has it here. Says, what do you bet it ends the shenanigans and they do another match at Saturday's main event or the Rumble? Almost certainly you are correct. But it is very funny to me that they think, well, we got to do the match once with shenanigans. We can't just do it once, have somebody win clean, and then move on. That's crazy talk. We got to do it with shenanigans first, and then maybe we'll get a clean victory later. At least more clean. Am I right? Anyway, Kevin Owens says, early at the beginning of the night to Cody Rhodes, you're buddy-buddy now with The Rock just because he kissed your ass on Netflix? And I love Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens has never uttered a false word in his fucking life. He has told the truth every day. I don't know how you could disagree with any of the things he said about Cody tonight. They're all objectively true. Cody Rhodes took 2 years because he was blatantly cheated against the first time. And then he finally got, he had to win two goddamn Royal Rumbles in a row to get a match against Roman Reigns. Finally beat him with the help of The Undertaker. Only The Undertaker, choke slamming who? The Rock, actually was able to get him the victory over Roman Reigns last Mania. 5 months later, he's teaming with him. He's holding a parlay with him on a fucking football field. Remember that with, I am the storm, I am the storm, I am the storm, I am the storm. I am the phony-ass corporate piece of shit. I am Cody Rhodes. Anyway, he did all that shit. And then... and he'd rather be friends with Roman Reigns and now Paul Heyman than he would Kevin Owens, his boy from 10 years ago. Man, I just don't get it. And of course, this bullshit, like, oh, Rock, you tried to murder me with a weight belt in a driving rainstorm. And also, I'm pretty sure threatened to kill my mother. Rock. You and I, we are so great. I just don't get it, man. I don't know, man. So, Cody Rhodes does not like the truth about him being told to himself. So, he jumps the barricade to go fight Kevin Owens in the stands. And Paul Heyman is still there. And here comes Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga to try and fight Paul Heyman. Jimmy Uso tries to stop them. And then Cody Rhodes tries to go and help him. And that's all the things. So now we've actually covered all of SmackDown. We've covered all of SmackDown. All of it. And in there, in that, what, 32 minutes of me talking about SmackDown, I've covered everything while also doing play-by-play as an old lady of the women's match. I don't think I missed anything. I don't think I missed anything. There's nothing else to say. Nothing else to say. All right. Well, let's get this main event on the road, guys. Oh, I forgot. We got to have a full-on Cody Rhodes entrance. Oh, thank you, J.S. Brown. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think we're going to try and do this every Friday. Me just talking about SmackDown while watching SmackDown. And now, if there's something dumb... Oh, John Cena. Wait, is it the Royal Rumble just Roman and Cena? Because they have a little graphic here which just shows Roman and Cena. Is it because those are the only two guys who have yet declared? That's right, CM. Well, Well, then why isn't CM Punk in the graphic? Why is it just Roman and why is it Roman and Cena and not Charles Magnanimous Punk? And can I just want just Jacob Fatu should just murder Jimmy Uso with, like, I don't know, let's say a super kick, a Samoan drop, and a big jumping moonsault, and then there'll be 2-on-1 against Cody Rhodes, and then he doesn't make it to Royal Rumble, and they have to make Kevin Owens the champion. Wouldn't that be nice? Is this? Why is Jay not cleared? Why are we doing Jimmy? Jimmy doesn't feel like this kind of guy. This feels like a Jay spot. Is it because Jay is still nominally a Raw guy? Well, that doesn't matter, right? Is Jay somewhere where he can't get a plane to Portland because of wildfires or something? I don't know, man. All right, let's watch this. Let's watch whatever this is. Here we go. Look, there's Homelander. Look at him. Look at him. Isn't it great? Hey, they showed the video package of Tiffany winning the thing last week, and they showed all the streamers, the live streaming it. Do you think that it's behind a paywall, so probably not. Do you think if I, like, really overreacted to anything that happened on the show tonight, that I would get, that they would put me on the thing and not realize it was me making fun of them? Oh my God, Cody Rhodes is here! Oh my God, guys, Cody Rhodes is here! We saw him earlier tonight twice, but it's such a big deal whenever Cody Rhodes is here. Oh my God, he's handing his weight belt to a kid. He never does that. He never does that. What a great man of the people Cody Rhodes is. Oh, I love Cody. Don't you just love Cody, everybody? Listen, guys, if you love Cody, hit a like or comment down below with how much you love Cody. Oh, God, this is the best. And Jimmy Uso, he's one of the Usos. What a tag team. I can't wait for this main event match. Wasn't it great that Nick Aldis apparently didn't have a main event booked for the show? And so when they had another brawl, like, in the middle of the show, and Cody Rhodes and Jimmy Uso brawled with Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga, and Nick Aldis came out, and a bunch of people tried to stop it, and Cody Rhodes was like, no, don't send them home. They're here. We're here. Let's do that match tonight. And Nick Aldis is like, well, I mean, I haven't booked a main event for the show tonight, and we're in the middle of the show, so it's a good thing, Cody Rhodes, you gave me an idea for a main event. Wow, remember that? What a great moment that was for everybody. Oh my God, the match is almost starting, you guys. Oh, the match is almost starting. Oh, hey guys, we're in for a treat. We're in for a treat, you guys. Cody Rhodes is starting the match. He's the first guy in the match, you guys. Cody Rhodes, the undisputed WWE champion, is in the match right now, you guys. Hey, if you love Cody Rhodes even more than you loved Cody Rhodes before when I asked you, smash that like button. Drop it a comment down below telling me how much more you love Cody Rhodes than the last time you dropped a comment. Wow. Oh, he did the thing where he drops down and he smacks the guy in the face. Cody Rhodes is so great. Ah, look at he's picked up Tama Tonga. He picked him up into a vertical suplex. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but oh my God, that sneaky Cody Rhodes. He didn't do a full vertical suplex. It was like a front suplex. No one ever does that move. Oh, now they're trying to go for the shoulder. Tama Tonga, silly Tama Tonga. That doesn't work on Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is basically Superman. Oh, here comes Jimmy Uso. He's one of the Usos, you know. Oh, he jumped in and did some weird little jumping move to the elbow. Oh my goodness, Tama Tonga will never recover from that. Oh, but Tama Tonga's fighting back. Is he allowed to do that? Is Tama Tonga allowed to do that? Wow, guys, gotta stay hydrated. Hey, hit the like button and comment down below if you drink things as well. If you also ingest liquids, drop a comment. Tell me what liquids you ingested today. Oh my God, they threw him in. Oh, big uppercut from Jimmy on Jacob Fatu. Man, Jacob Fatu, everyone says he's so great, but if he's so great, why isn't he Cody Rhodes? Makes you think. Jacob Fatu fighting with Jimmy Uso. Pop up into a Samoan drop. Wow. My goodness. Maybe that Jacob Fatu is pretty good, even if he's not Cody Rhodes. Like, subscribe, and ring the bell for notifications so you guys know when I go live every night. Super kick that like button, guys. Oh, man. Hey. Gee whiz, guys. It's so great. Oh, Tama Tonga running in to hit an elbow on Jimmy Uso. Man, I just don't know, guys. I don't know if Jimmy Uso is going to be able to get to his corner and tag in Cody Rhodes. It sure does look bleak for Jimmy Uso. But I'll bet if Jimmy Uso does make it to his corner and does tag in Cody Rhodes, I'll bet Cody Rhodes comes in like a house of fire. Hey, guys, smash that like button if you want to see Cody Rhodes get back in the match. And then comment down below of how much you love Cody Rhodes a third time. Hey, guys, Just Ricardo, I'm just trying to get on one of those video packages of all those streamers who are so excited about everything and so relentlessly positive about the baby faces in WWE. I just want to get noticed, and maybe then I could get several more dozen likes on this video. Hey, guys, I got a challenge for you. If I can get 3 likes on this video, then maybe then I will get noticed. Wait a minute. Did I say 3? I meant 3,000. Can I get 3,000 likes on this video? Come on, guys. Help me out. MD Macaroni says to do this on the main with Kate and provide no explanation. I think I might. Let's find out. Oh my goodness. Hey guys, there's a large one topping pizza at Papa John's is only $9.99. Papa John's is sponsoring this video. Not really, but I hope they would. I would hope anybody would sponsor this video. It's time to first talk about our sponsors. This weird commercial of a dude eating mac and cheese while being hugged by a bear. If WWE clip this, they are Fightful subs confirmed. I mean, why wouldn't you subscribe? And also like, and also comment, and also tap that bell for notifications. Awesome. Sweet. Hey, Pizza Hut is the sponsor of this video. I know Papa John's was a minute ago, but that's how many pizza companies there are. Just sponsor us. This commercial is going on quite a long time. I'm tired, you guys. Oh, my goodness. What a big lariat there from Jacob Fatu to Jimmy Uso. Still looks bleak for Jimmy Uso. I'll bet you he never tags in Cody Rhodes. I'll bet you this match ends without Cody Rhodes even ever getting a tag. Oh, no. Tama Tonga hit a dropkick on Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is America's sweetheart. You can't do that to him. Oh, Tama Tonga does an elbow drop to the inner thigh of Jimmy Uso. That can't feel good at all. Pizza is the sponsor. No brand, just pizza. This video brought to you by pizza. Pizza. It's a greasy disc of bread and cheese and tomato sauce with other toppings if you so choose. Pizza. It's what's for dinner, or lunch, or breakfast if you're got problems. Oh, hey, look at that. Big, there's a big, that was a jawbreaker. Oh no, Jacob Fatu ran in and stopped Cody Rhodes from getting the tag. And a big senton onto Jimmy Uso. And now he goes for the pin. I'll bet you he pins him. What? What? Jacob Fatu didn't pin Jimmy Uso with a transitional senton? Wow. That's crazy. Oh, he does the thing where he runs and puts his butt in the face. Running butt in the face. Oh, in the corner. That's even more devastating. Good goodness. Jacob Fatu now talking mean things to Jimmy Uso. Oh, no. Oh, another running butt in the face. This one seemed to hurt even more. Jimmy Uso, I feel like Jimmy Uso's probably going to tap out just from being hit with a butt to the face so many times. Am I right, guys? I mean, like this video, if you would tap out from having Jacob Fatu's butt smashed into your face several times. I know I would. But Jimmy Uso, he's so resilient. The resiliency. And also the resilience. Jacob Fatu. Oh, no. He's following him up to the top rope. Jacob Fatu. Oh, big headbutt to the back of Jimmy Uso's head. Oh, no. I still no sign of Cody Rhodes. Well, there he is, way down there. Looks like he's not going to be able to get back in the match, guys. Oh, it's too bad. It's really too bad that we won't be able to see Cody Rhodes in the match anymore. Oh, Jacob Fatu is interrupted from loving Solo by a few back elbows from Jimmy Uso. Oh, a lot of back elbows. Oh, is that a whisper in the wind? But he's an Uso, not a Hardy Boy. I've never seen that before, guys. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. He got in. Guys, Cody Rhodes is in the match. Cody Rhodes is in the match, guys. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. He jumps over Tamatanga. Oh, and a power slam, guys. Power slam. Power slam, guys. Yay. Yay. Wow. Oh, my. What? A disaster kick from Cody Rhodes to Tamatanga? Oh. Oh, Tamatanga goes behind him, but then he runs through. Oh, he gets tossed through the middle rope. Oh, and he pulls down the top rope, and there goes Jacob Fatu. What's Cody Rhodes going to do, guys? A suicide dive? Oh, my God, you guys. Hey, like, comment, and subscribe, and tap the bell for notifications if you've ever seen a suicide dive before. Man. Here we go. Cody Rhodes going to go in. Oh, he's stalking Tamatanga from behind. I'll bet you he's going to. Oh, look at that. Some jabs. Oh, yeah, that's right. Some jabs. Oh, look. He does the thing. Oh, he does the thing like that. Oh, and then an elbow just like his dad used to do. That's kind of fun. Hey, guys, did you know? Like, comment, and subscribe, and also tap the bell for notifications if you knew that Cody Rhodes' dad used to be a wrestler. I just found that out today. Isn't that cool? All right. Oh, there he goes. Oh, but Tamatanga gets out of the crossroads and then jumps up into a big guillotine DDT. Oh, Cody Rhodes is going to get pinned, I'm sure. What? What? Tamatanga didn't pin Cody Rhodes off of a guillotine DDT? Cody Rhodes is impossible to beat, you guys. Wow. Oh, no. Tamatanga, he punched Jimmy Uso. Oh, but now, oh, there it is. Oh, he puts him up on the top turnbuckle. Cody smacks him in the face. Oh, and then, oh, a tag from Jimmy Uso to Cody. Cody's going to do a superplex. I bet you he's going to do a superplex. And he does. And a big splash from Jimmy Uso. Oh, but Jacob Fatu comes in. Oh, but Jimmy Uso slaps him in the face. Oh, and a big Cody cutter. A Cody cutter, guys. Wow, you guys. That was a Cody cutter from Cody. And a big suicide dive knocking Jacob Fatu over the announce table. Wow. I bet you this gives Cody Rhodes clear sailing to be able. Oh, no. It's Kevin Owens, guys. It's Kevin Owens. We're going to see a brawl between Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes. That's a thing we've literally never seen before, except for the fact that we saw it earlier tonight. Tama Tonga tries to roll up Jimmy. Jimmy hits a spear on Tama Tonga. And then he's going up to the top rope. Go, Jimmy. Go, Jimmy. Go, Jimmy. Another Uso splash. I've never seen him do that except for the time he did it earlier tonight. Jacob Fatu pulled him out of the ring. That's not allowed. Oh, he makes the tag to Tama Tonga. Cody Rhodes is in the back, presumably still fighting with Kevin Owens. That dastardly Kevin Owens telling the truth all the time about Cody. I don't like him at all. But Jacob Fatu gets Jimmy into the ring. He's going to do, that's called the Impaler DDT, you guys. Oh, here he goes. A big, huge, jumping moonsault by Jacob Fatu. 1, 2, 3. Oh, man. Cody's team didn't win, you guys. You know what I think? I think Kevin Owens cost Cody Rhodes' team the match. That's shenanigans, I think. And I feel like that's boo, boo. I'm with all of you in the crowd. All of you Portland Rubes. Boo. Oh, my God. They are still fighting, you guys. They are still fighting. Oh, and it's coming back out here. Oh, my goodness. They're going to fight into the crowd. Oh, they're still fighting. Oh, hey, Portland Rubes, give them more of a thumbs down. Show them just how much you don't like this by doing a thumbs down. Hey, guys, give me a thumbs up if you would give a thumbs down if you were there. Don't give a thumbs down on this video. Give a thumbs up if you would do a thumbs down for real. Oh, no. Cody's going to knock Kevin Owens into that strategically placed table. Or maybe Kevin Owens is going to do it to Cody Rhodes. I don't know. Oh, there he goes. A big spear type thing into that strategically placed table. Now, both guys are hurt. But I really hope that Cody Rhodes is hurt less, because I like him so much more, because everybody in the marketing machine of WWE told me to. And I am so excited to see this match at the Royal Rumble. It's a ladder match with two titles hanging up above. Now, obviously, only one of the titles is the real title, because Kevin Owens' title, he stole it because he's a bad guy and we don't like him at all. I sure do hope Cody Rhodes wins that ladder match. But that's not until Royal Rumble on February 1st in Indianapolis, Indiana. Get your tickets now. Also, next week on SmackDown, it'll be some other place. And we'll have to talk about that match when that happens. Also, on Monday, it's another episode of Raw on Netflix. See you guys then. Thank you, Netflix. Thank you, guys. Smash the like button. Super kick it. Also, suplex it. Also, body slam it. Also, other wrestling moves to the like button. And then also subscribe, tap the bell for notifications, and comment down below how much you enjoyed this ridiculous thing that I did. All right, everybody. Thanks for being here with us. It's I don't know if I could do that ever again. My voice really hurts. How are people so relentlessly positive all the time? How are people not jaded cynics? How are people not jaded cynics all the time? I don't know. It requires so much less energy for me to be a jaded cynic than it does for me to be positive all the time. Maybe that's why I'm a jaded cynic, because I'm lazy. All right. Well, Sunday night, Sunday evening, whenever it is, Sunday night-ish, probably close to 10 p.m., Sunday night. Kate and I are doing a review of Hell Comes to Frogtown, starring Roddy Rowdy Piper. It's basically Mad Max if Mad Max was all about fucking. Also, there are frog people, so watch it. It's on Tubi. Then listen to me and Kate talk about it Sunday night. Also Monday night. Thank you, Netflix. Also NXT on Tuesday. We'll see you later. It's true, Adam Ulrich. You need to properly stretch before practicing positivity. I do, because I'm really sore. Everything sucks.